Canadian-listed critical metals company, Clean Air Metals Inc. Clean Air Metals, or the company Air TSXV, continues to make significant progress with its Thunder Bay North Critical Metals Project, following a new mineral resource estimate completed on May 4, 2023 by SLR Consulting Limited. The estimate revealed 14.0 million tons, containing 1.2 million ounces of 2PGE, platinum plus palladium, 57,500 tons copper, and 34,300 tons nickel. Clean Air Metals is proud to be leading the development of a critical metals deposit in northwestern Ontario, said Abraham Drost, CEO. This latest estimate shows the great opportunity that remains for this project. The region is already home to Canada's only pure palladium mine, so it comes as no surprise that our newest resource estimate, conducted by the highly respected SLR Consulting, shows this project has a shot at adding on to the great mining story to be told about this region. One Thunder Bay North Critical Metals Project, Ontario, Canada. For the company's two underground deposits, the predominant revenue driver could ultimately be platinum, palladium and copper. The mineralization at the Thunder Bay North project is also unique due to substantial nickel by-product in the mix. Clean Air Metals is working diligently to meet the growing demand for platinum, palladium, copper, and nickel, as the production of battery electric vehicles and green hydrogen hybrid vehicles ramps up in Ontario and beyond, added Drost. Combating climate change is top of mind for governments and corporations across North America, which should continue to drive the prices of critical metals exponentially. In 2020, Clean Air Metals was formed around the consolidation of the Escape and Current Deposit platinum palladium copper nickel assets, located northeast of Thunder Bay in the Escape Lake Road area. To date, the company has invested over $30 million to assess the development of an environmentally sustainable mining operation on this site. The company has also partnered with three First Nation communities, the Fort William First Nation, the Red Rock Indian Band and the Bayanjitiwabik Zajing Anishinaabek, to further study and potentially develop the Thunder Bay North Critical Metals Project. Located in the Black Spruce Forest Management Unit, these mineral deposits are about 2 kilometers apart and lie under extensively harvested, clear-cut areas. Although impacted by forestry operations, an ongoing comprehensive environmental baseline database collection continues to support permitting and potential construction. The company is now engaged in an internal scoping study to compare the updated mineral resource estimate with the estimated costs of constructing and operating two underground mines at the current and escape deposits. Two exploration agreement signing ceremony from 2022 between Clean Air Metals Abraham Drost, Right, and from right to left Chief Marcus Hardy of RRIB, Chief Gladys Thompson of BZA, and former Chief Peter Collins of FWFN. We are committed to following robust environmental standards and limiting our carbon footprint as much as possible as our work is underway, concluded Drost. The Thunder Bay North project could be a game-changer for Indigenous communities in northwestern Ontario, and we look forward to sharing more news in the coming months. In December 2022, the project received $15 million in financing from Triple Flag Precious Metals Corp., TFPM, TSX, fulfilling the funding needs for all project activities in 2023. Learn more about Clean Air Metals online here.